Hey, beautiful brains. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. Today we're diving into something super important, something that trips up a lot of us neurodivergent folks managing those big ol' emotions. You know the feeling, right? Like you're riding a roller coaster with no safety bars, soaring through joy 1 minute and plummeting into frustration the next. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show instead of the other way around? You're not alone. ADHD can make it extra challenging to regulate those feelings. Our brains are wired differently, processing things at a different speed, sometimes leading to heightened sensitivity and quick reactions. But guess what? We don't have to let our emotions control us. There are tools, strategies, and yes, even some spiritual practices that can help us navigate this emotional landscape with grace and power. So grab your favorite cup of tea or coffee, no judgment here, settle in and get ready to unlock some serious emotional intelligence. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First, self-awareness is your superpower. It's about getting curious about your emotions, noticing the physical sensations that come with them, maybe a tight chest, racing heart, or clenched fist. Think of it like learning a new language. The more you pay attention to those emotional cues, the better you understand what triggers certain feelings and how to respond in healthy ways. Second, embrace mindful movement. You know that feeling when you're stressed and just want to curl up under a blanket? While sometimes a cozy retreat is exactly what we need, other times moving our bodies can be incredibly grounding. Think yoga, a brisk walk in nature, or even dancing like nobody is watching, because honestly, who cares? When we move, we release tension, calm our nervous system, and shift our energy. Third, find your emotional toolkit. Just like we have tools for fixing our bikes or building furniture, we need tools for managing our emotions. This could include journaling, meditation, deep breathing exercises, or even talking to a trusted friend. Experiment with different techniques and find what resonates best with you. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach. It's all about finding what works for your unique brain. Fourth, practice self-compassion. This is the big one, folks. We often beat ourselves up when we struggle with emotions, but guess what? It's okay to have feelings. Instead of judging yourself harshly, try offering yourself the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Remember, you're learning and growing every day. And finally, connect with your inner wisdom. We all have an innate sense of knowing, a deep well of intuition that can guide us through emotional turbulence. Take time to connect with your inner voice, whether it's through meditation, spending time in nature, or simply listening to your gut feelings. Think about a time you were feeling overwhelmed by emotions, maybe stress from work, anxiety about an upcoming event, or even just the everyday chaos of life. How did you respond? Did you push down those feelings, get angry or frustrated, or maybe isolate yourself? Now imagine responding to that same situation with mindfulness, self-compassion, and a connection to your inner wisdom. What would be different? Would you feel calmer, more centered, more able to navigate the challenge? Okay, beautiful brains, let's recap. We learned that self-awareness is key. Mindful movement can help us ground ourselves. Finding our emotional toolkit can equip us with coping strategies. Practicing self-compassion allows us to be kind to ourselves. And connecting with our inner wisdom guides us through emotional storms. So remember, managing emotions with ADHD isn't about suppressing them, it's about understanding them, embracing them, and learning to work with them in a way that empowers you. Ready to put these strategies into action? Start by noticing your emotions throughout the day. Take a few deep breaths when you feel overwhelmed. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. I want to hear your thoughts, so drop a comment on our social media pages or send me an email. Together, let's make ADHD not just manageable, but magnificent. Until next time, stay radiant and keep shining, beautiful brains.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.